Parshas Chukas Balak. Parshas Chukas begins, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron Lamer. Zois Chukas HaTorah, this is the Chuk, Gezetz of the Torah, Ashetiva Hashem Lamer, that Hashem commanded, saying, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, speak to the B'nei Yisrael, Yikhu Eilecha Paraduma Tmima, Ashe'en Bomoma Shalayoba Aleha Oil. Now it says Zeis Chukas HaTorah. Now why does it say Zeis Chukas HaTorah, the Mefarshim asked? We're talking about Par Adum in particular. So it would have been more appropriate to say Zeis Chukas HaPorah. Why does it say Zeis Chukas HaTorah? That's question number one. Number two, why is it that the Torah is so against our thinking about the reason of the mitzvah? Ad kidei kach, that Chazal said, Gzeirim ufanai, you're not supposed to think into the reason of it. Why? What is so terrible about thinking into the reason? Ad kidei kach, Sefer HaChinuch writes a Mori Dikisein. I'm quoting. Af al pisha molani libi, lichtei remozim itami ha-mitzvahs, shekodmu al tzad ha-pshat, even though I have in this oirer to write hints and reasons of the mitzvah, al derech ha-pshat, im isnatzlu sham locha lechanach babonai vana orin chaveirov, and the reason being I wanted to be mechanach my children and his friends, the mitzvah, right? That's why he wrote it, to give them an insight into the reasons of the mitzvah. However, the mitzvah zu rafu yadai. Over here I become weak. My hands have become weakened. I'm afraid to open up my mouth b'chlal to say the reason for this mitzvah. Now, first thing, what's the difference in all tamiyah mitzvahs that the Sefer HaKinuch himself says they're only timing to be mizar as the person, but they're not the etzem mitzvah, and afilu hachi wrote it by all other mitzvahs. So why over here is it different? Sherofu yodav melekaisum, his hands are weakened from writing them. Yaakov Kamenetsky says so. Sefer Emesel Yankov says, the dafke this tivui that's mechayev us to hide ourselves from the reason of the mitzvah is coming to teach us a very chashuv lesson regarding all other mitzvahs in the Torah. We learn from over here what is the essence of a mitzvah and the soul, the neshama of the mitzvah. Let's take, for example, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Everybody understands what the reason of this mitzvah is. By keeping Shabbos, by remembering what Shabbos is all about, we testify that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he rested on Shabbos. The biggest one of the biggest yisoides of Emunah. And you don't need any more explanation than that. Mitzvah Tefillin. It says Mefeirish, by the Mitzvah Tefillin, L'man Yedu Dorei Seichim, your generation should know, I took you out of Mitzrayim. L'man Tia Teres Hashem Beficha, the Torah should be in your mouth. But to say that this is the Ikar Segula of the Mitzvah, and that's what's piled on the person's neshama to cleanse it and to instill kedush in it, that would be a misrepresentation of the truth. The reason why these mitzvahs are piled on us is because this is the tzivui Hashem. And by keeping Shabbos, and by keeping tefillin, by keeping tzitzis, by keeping all the mitzvahs, we're being mekayim the ratzon of Hashem, only that gives the mitzvahs kayach. That is the neshama, the essence of the mitzvah. A fellow, let's say, with the Isaac and Hatzolus and the Foshes, does chesed, tzedakeh, he's mice and nefesh for somebody else. He's only considered an elevated person of tanai on one tanai. He's doing this because this is a mitzvah habayri yoylam yizbarach. But if somebody does it stop without the kavani, he's doing this as the rasan habayri, he might be doing a nice thing, but he's lacking the neshama, he's lacking the essence, he's lacking the ikur koyach of the mitzvah. That's why over here by Parah Aduma, Adarabba, we don't know the reason. We don't know the reason. And what does it say over here? Zois Chukas HaTorah. What is the Chayk of the Torah? What is the Chayk of the Mitzvah? Asher Tziva Hashem Leimar. Is that the fact that Hashem commanded it? So we do the Mitzvah without knowing the reasons to show that it's not the reasons behind the Mitzvah that are the Goyrim of the Chayk of this Mitzvah. It's the fact that it's the Tziva of Hashem. And at least one mitzvah in the Torah, well, we don't know the reasons. We don't know the zgulas. All we know is Hashem Tziva Hashem Lamar is the Tziva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's the Nesham of the mitzvah and has Geirim it to be piled on us. Sefer HaChinuch writes that the Ikar HaPel over here is that Parah Aduma has no logical reason. Metames HaTahirim, it's Metame those that are already Tahar. Metares HaTmeim, it's connected logic. It's connected Seichel. So what's the pshat? The Torah is coming to teach us over here. Don't think that the Efer Parah is the Metayer. Because if that would be the case, then how could the same thing that's Metayer some people be Metayer others? Name is the Ratzon of Hashem. And the Ratzon of Hashem is Metayer, and the Ratzon of Hashem is Metame. Ratzon of Hashem, then that is what does everything. This is why the Torah says over here, Zoyz Kukas HaTorah, that this is a left Kula. This is my chiyach on all the other mitzvahs, even though we know the reasons of the other mitzvahs. But the reasons are not the zgulas of the koyach of the mitzvah. What is the neshama? What is the essence of the mitzvah? It's the fact that we're being mekayim the rutzen of Hashem. So that's megalan kol ha'teira kula. And like the Torah says over here, Hashem tiva Hashem. And the Torah b'davka wants us not to know the mitzvah, the reason of the mitzvah over here, to show. At least in one mitzvah in the Torah, it's not the reasons that are that give the mitzvah its kayach, it's the fact that we're being mekayim the ratzon of Hashem. Thus is Ein Tzach. A Tzveit Tzach. It says, when the Satam Yisrael Olozer HaKayin, V'hoitzi Yisrael El Michutz LaMachane, V'shochat Yisrael L'fana. We'll give the parah to Olozer HaKayin, we'll take it Michutz LaMachane, and he'll shecht it before him. Targum Yainusim in Uziel says that after he shechts it, if the kenna b'tamni sri trefin, he has to be boidik, the parah aduma, that it shouldn't have any of the 18 trefin. He has to be boidik. L'chayra, the veltev sakash on the Targum Yainusim in Uziel, it's a pliatsuma. The Gemara says b'feirish and mesechtes chulin, that it's impossible to be boidik the parah aduma, because a yois is burnt when it's complete. You're not allowed to cut it up. You're not allowed to cut into it. It's burnt as a shlema. Right? And that's why the Chachamim Masechta Schula learn out from over here, maybe it's Taka Trefa. How can you Taka burn it? There it is. From here we see you go bus a rive. You're Seimach on the majority, that since rive behemoths are not Trefas, we're Seimach on the rive over here. Now how could the Targum Yonistam and Azil say against the Feirish Gemara? He says, we're biting the 18 treifas. How can you be biting? You can't be biting because it's burnt whole. And Adarab, but the Gemara says, Befeirish was same achal arayv. So my other shaltarah brings down a mayu de kipshat for one rabbi, Mechol HaKayin. He says that the Targum Yonis in Ben Uziel was talking bedafke about the parah aduma that was made in the Midbar. And the Gemara in Chulin that says that we go bus arayv is talking about parah adumas that are done all over. The parah aduma that was made in the midbar, you were able to be biting the trefus al yidei the amud ha'anan. The amud ha'anan was like an x-ray machine. It could light up anything. You could see what was in a covered barrel. You could see what was hidden in a closet. And by that same token, you could see what was in the inside of the parah. You could biting what's inside of the stomach. You could be biting the lungs. You could be biting everything in the parah. And that's the Targum Yonisim in Uziel says, yeah, the Kena, the Tamni Sri Dreyfus. With the power of the Anani HaKovit, you were able to be Baidikit for Dreyfus. The Gemara in Chulun is talking about all the other Parah Adumas that were done out of the Midbar. So that already, you didn't have the Koyach of the Anani HaKovit. And you cannot cut it up to be Baidikit because it had to be burnt whole. And that the Gemara says, from here we learn out the Din of Rai, you go most of the majority. And the majority of animals are not treif. Steak and posik, the lokhu atome may afar sreifas achatos. They should take from the dust of the burning of the chatos, the nosanol of mayim chayim el keli. You should put mayim chayim into the keli. They saw a very nice zeher, say for Lakute Yehuda brings down b'shem the Imre Emes. The person is called Adam. Why is a person called Adam? The simple reason is Adama, he's called Adam. But there's another pshat that's brought down in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that he's called Adam because of Adama Lekeo. I want to compare myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hainu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an Neshama, a Chelek Eloi Kamimal. And we have to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Rachum Avato Rachum, Mahu Chanun Avato Chanun. We have to emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adama Le'elyon. Emma says, these are two sides of the coin. On the one hand, we come from Adama, we come from the lowest part. And if we don't watch ourselves, if we're not careful, we could sink to the lowest of the low, because the Adama is the chelik ha-chumri sheba Adam, is the gashmi, is the chelik of the Adam, that carries with it the Yetzirah, that carries with it the gravitational pull, to pull man downwards away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Iver Gisa is the upward force of Adam El Elyon. The Neshama comes from Shamayim, and that pulls us in the upward direction. That the Torah is megalah to us over here, a person has to walk a tightrope. The Lokhu Atame, the Tame is a person that has the potential for Tumah. He has to take two lessons. Number one, they offer. He has to take a lesson from the offer. He originates from the offer. And the male, there's a kayuch within him to pull him downwards. And if he's not careful, he can get pulled down all the way. The water comes from up above. He has to place upon himself the yediyah and the hakara, that he has tremendous, endless potential. Because he comes from the highest of places. So he has to have that hakara, that if he tries hard and he works on utilizing his kaychis, he could reach the highest madregas. These are the two machshavas, these are the two lessons that a person has to always take for himself. Tes weiter in the pasuk, by Yavoyu b'nei Yisrael koha eidah midbar tzin, b'chodesh harishayim, b'yeshev ha'am b'chodesh, b'tomas sham Miriam v'atikar v'esham. Miriam was nifter and she was buried there. And immediately, the Be'er Shal Miriam disappeared. They called on Moshe and Aaron, and they gathered to complain against Moshe and Aaron. So Rashi says, Ikan, from here you see, Shekol Arbon Shana, all 40 years, Hoyalohem Haber B'Zchus Miriam. The Be'er was there B'Zchus Miriam. Now that she was Niftarah, now the Be'er left them. The Gemara in the Sechtes Tainas Daftesim at Aleph says that the Be'er was B'Zchus Miriam. When she was nifter, the Be'er was taken away. Later on, it came back in the schus of Moshe and Aaron. With the Saif, Aaron was nifter, the Anani HaKavod left, so both the Be'er and the Anani HaKavod were there b'schus Moshe on his cheshbon. So Daphne Fashtein, if Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were able to continue the maintenance of the Be'er Shel Miriam, so why did it leave L'chitchila? When she was nifter, it should have just always remained there, and not be mafsik in the middle. B'schus Moshe and Aaron. Why b'chlau was the hefsik over there when Miriam was niftara? So the Marashon Masechtas Taina says that the reason why it left for a short while is to show and to be mefarsim to Klal Yisrael that until now the Be'er was here b'schus Miriam. Until now the Be'er was here b'schus Miriam. They should be makrotayf to Miriam. You should know that all the water you had until now was b'schus her. Eventually it's going to come back b'schus Aaron and Moshe. But if it wouldn't stop in the middle, they'd have no idea that until now it was here b'schus her. In order to tell Klal Yisrael and to be mefarisim that until now the Be'er Shel Miriam was here b'schus Miriam, as HaKaras HaTayv to her, because of that, it stopped after she was nifter and only came back later. The Hadgoyin of Meir Abovitz, that's how. Abbezin of the Vardik. It was Moisev over here, a Moyudiki Var Musar. He starts thinking to what happened over here. Let's think into how great is the Inyan of HaKaras HaTayv. If the Be'er would not have been taken away when Miriam was Nifter, Moshe Rabbeinu would never come to the Chait of the Mei Meriva. And if that would be the case, Moshe Rabbeinu would bring them into Eretz Yisrael. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would bring them into Eretz Yisrael, all of the Avodah Zarah would have been wiped out. The Beis HaMikdash would not have been destroyed. And Klal Yisrael would never go into Golos at all. We always be in Eretz Yisrael. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took away the Be'er knowing what the ramifications are going to be. The Be'er not being there is going to cause a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to get into trouble. He's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And we are in goals to this day because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Be'er Shomerim. Elamai, what's the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit that the lesson of HaKadosh HaTov is so great that it overrides all of these milas, all of these nitchizik and milas that Klal Yisrael would have had. To teach them the inyan of HaKadosh HaTov. Halfway b'fella. Now why is that taken? Because the essence of a yid is HaKadosh HaTov. Our tachlis in being in this world is to be makir the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and to thank him for it. That is really our purpose in this world, to be makir all of the greatness in this world, the great miracles of this world, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And since that is the Iker Tachlis, it was kedai for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away the Be'er Shel Miriam, even though it would have negative ramifications for Klal Yisrael, he did it anyway. Parshas Balak, Bnei Yisrael, they come near the land of Moav. The lesson of the pasuk is as follows: Vayar Balak ben Tzipras kol asher rasi Yisrael la amayri. Vayogar Moav b'nei ha'am ha'oid. And Moav was very much afraid because of the nation ki ravu, because it was many. That's the simple shot. The simple shot: Vayogar Moav b'nei ha'am ha'oid ki ravu. Because the nation was great and there were many in number. That's going on Klal Yisrael. We're going to see soon a different shot. By Yokot's Moyah, Bnei Bnei Yisrael, and Moyah became famous from before the Bnei Yisrael. Now, Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld says, I'll ask a question. Why was Moyah afraid of the Bnei Yisrael? The Bnei Yisrael have a befeirish at Tzivuy. I'll talk to his Moyah. Do not distress Moyah. And don't provoke a Muhammad with them. So why was Moav afraid? What was there to be scared of? What's the pshat? Chazal Darshan in the Masechtas Bava Kama, it says, Valtisgur bom milchomen. Don't provoke a war with them. Darshan the Gemara, milchomen hu delay. You can't provoke a war with them. Or angaria ovid buhu. However, you could take them and be mishabed them to bring you food and water. By Amin, it doesn't say that. By Amin, it says, Val Tizgurbam. Bechlau, you're not allowed to distress them. It doesn't say the word Mulcham over there. Bechlau, you're not allowed to cause them distress. Even on Garia, even to take them as Avodim, you're not allowed to do that. That's the Gemara above a comment of Lamed Chesem at days. But by Moyev, it says, Val Tizgurbam Mulcham. Don't provoke a Mulcham. But without a Mulcham, you're allowed to give them pressure. They should become your avod. What's the reason for that? Why is there a difference between Amon and Moav? Imam Bava Kama says, the difference between Amon and Moav is because both of them were mezana with light. Both of them were mezana with light. And the older one, she called her son Moav to say, Me'av, it came from my father. She was not a tznua. She openly said that this came from her father. But the younger one, she called the name Amon. She wasn't so mafarsim. She did it in a more tzniyazdik way. She didn't say openly, Hey, Ami, it's from my nation. But it didn't say mafarish, it was the father. That is why there's a difference. Zogin Chazal, that the older one was punished. By her, it says, Moyav, that comes from the older one, it says, Altisgur bon milchama. But you're allowed to be mishabed them as avodah. Hashem came, the younger one, and that is Amon. Because she was a tznua, over there it says altizgerbum, period. So the feed as it comes out, we have a terrorist star Shaila over here. What was Moav afraid of from the Bnei Yisrael? L'chari, the Bnei Yisrael were commanded not to provoke a Muhammad with them. Terrorist is, because they're not allowed to provoke a Muhammad with them, but they're allowed to take them as avodim to bring them food and water. That's what they were afraid of. So Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld says, that this is Merumas in the Pasuk. It says, Vayogar Moya Mimnea Am Ma'oid Ki Rav Hu. Now, the simple translation of the Pasuk is, because Klal Yisrael was great. But you could also teach it, Vayogar Moya Mimnea Am Ma'oid Ki Rav Hu, because Moya came from the older sister, Rav. like it says by Yaakov and Esav, "Barav Yavoid Tzair," the older one will serve the younger one. So by Yogar Moiv and Neamoid, why? Ki Rav Hu, he was from the older sister. And since he was from the older sister who openly named her son Moiv, Neav, and since there was a lack of tzniyus, and they had a right, the Bnei Israel had a right to be Meshavah them, can't make a war with them, but they could be Meshavah them, that's why Moiv was afraid they're going to become their Avadim, and the Meiv of Ayokitz Moiv, the Bnei Israel. That's a beautiful pshat from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Now when Bilam goes to curse the Bnei Yisrael, and he should do the story that the Chamor went against the wall three times, and he started hitting the Chamor, by Yomer Elov Malach Hashem, Amei Kisa Es HaSayin Chazer Sholosh Regalim. Why did you hit your donkey these three times? Mashma, that the Iker Tain of the Malach was that Bilam hit his donkey. This is the Shverazach. A person's riding his horse, and the horse is not moving. He's not allowed to whip the horse. The fellow's riding his chamor, and the chamor all of a sudden stops and does strange things. He's not allowed to whip his chamor. Like, what's the pshat over here? There's a mayudik pshat over here from the Kedushas Levi. When a person goes out on a mission for some purpose, there's two different kinds of people that go out on a mission. There's a person that goes out on his own business trip. He's not representing anybody but himself. There's another person that represents his bosses. And there's a big difference between the two. The fellow that goes out on the business trip, he doesn't have to ask instructions from anybody else. He is his own boss. And he does as he pleases, when he pleases, and he has no restrictions. Lehepach, someone that is going out under the auspices of his organization that he works for, and he is merely a hired worker, he has to hear instructions from his higher-ups, from his bosses. And when he doesn't hear them, he has to inquire about them. And he can't make a move without first hearing from his superiors exactly what he's supposed to do. Similar to that is a person b'olam hazeh. But Yidbar, or any person really b'olam hazeh, he has to remember that all of his actions down here are begetter mitzvah v'oseh. He's only a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mekayem his tafkid, to be mekadosh shem shemayim. And every situation a person has to think into, what do they want from me min HaShemayim? What am I supposed to do now? What is the proper thing to do? And what is against the Ratzon of Shemayim? You'll ask, how could a person figure out every maisa to know, how am I supposed to act in this situation? How am I supposed to act in that situation? The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not leave us blind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings simonim and different actions that happen in this world, there are always eyesight signs that if we look at it with a clear mind, and we look at it without negius, and we analyze everything, they guide you in the right direction. And for someone that's not, not capable, he has to ask an Adam Gadol. But there are definitely signs in the Bria to guide us which way to go. Bilam HaRasha went out together with the people of Balak after HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a beferish tonight with him. You may only do that which I command you. You're only a shliach of Hashem. You're only a shliach of Shemayim. You are not your own man. And if Bilam heard those explicit directions, that he's only going al pi Hashem, then he had to clear every single way. Is this what Hashem wants? Is this what Hashem wants? Is this what Hashem wants? The main time when the siman was sent him in a Shemayim was when the donkey started acting funny. It starts pushing him against the wall, it doesn't want to go. That was a funny thing. If he would have been going to get a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should have paid attention. Hey, something's not right over here. This never happened before. Never happened before. Like the Chamor himself said later, Haskanis Kanti, to do such a thing, did you ever see me doing such a thing? So Bilam right away should have sent a red flag. Something is wrong over here. Maybe min HaShemayim, they're not allowing me to go. But that's not what Bilam did. Lehepach. Not only didn't he pay attention to the siman, but he tried pushing it away by whipping the osin to go weiter. And giving it makos. It wasn't oilal daite bechlau to accept this as a siman min HaShemayim. And the reason is, that showed that he's not a shliach of Hashem. That showed his real purpose over here is to run away from Hashem, to be Mekayim the Ratzon of Balak, and Bilam's own Ratzon to curse Klal Yisrael. That's why the Malach said over here, why did you hit the Chamor these three times? If you're hitting it, it's a simon that your whole purpose was not al Shliach of Hashem. Your whole purpose was to be Mamala, your Ratzon to be Mekayim Klal Yisrael. That is the Iker Taina against you. So it comes out now, wasn't stop that he hit the Chamor. Over the hitting of the Chamor was a simon ledover. That was a proof to what he's doing over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to go with the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the fact that you pushed the Hashgach, and you pushed, you got a simon in Hashemayim, stop right here. And you wanted to push it weiter and hit the Chamor to go weiter. And you didn't want to take it as a simon in Hashemayim. That shows that you looked at your going now, not as a shlichus from Hashem, but you looked at your going as Tom, you're egging your own doing, and that's what the Malach was tightening again. Rabbi Chaim over here says a diuk niflin. You look at the pasuk; it says, "Vayichar af Elohim ki hoylehu." Hashem was angry. Elohim, but Yisyatzim Malach Hashem Yud Kei Vov Kei Midas Arachnim B'Derech L'Sot. It starts out with Elohim, which is Midas Adin, and it finishes with Midas Arachnim. Why? Why does it switch in the middle? Chofetz Chaim says, Mayudik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Bilam that he went to be Mekayim Yisrael. That's why it starts out with Midas Adin. But he sent him a Malach with Midas Harachmim. That Malach was a Simon Ledover to signal to him, step back. That is a Midas Harachmim. The signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us, that is a Midas Harachmim. I like to be Maisa Vediak of my own. I'll be the Kedushas Levi. It says, Vayichar Alpha Lekim, Ki Hoyle Hu. That's Mashma. Hashem was angry. He's going on his own volition. Hoyle Hu. He's going by himself, which means not like the original Tanai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with him, but he was going on his own, and he was going, that's why he was pushing Hashgacha by hitting the Kamar. Chofetz Chaim HaKadosh Al HaTorah brings down two little incidents that shows that sometimes the Chofetz Chaim took Simonim in Hashemayim, and sometimes he held there was a Maisa Sot. When the Chofetz Chaim was Isaac in putting out the Mishnah Brura, so a terrible tragedy befell him, that his beloved son, I believe his name was Rabbi Avram, who was utterly godless, he was Nifter at a very young age, he must have been about 22 years old, and a mamish broke the Chofetz Chaim. But I can't say broke the Chofetz Chaim. It caused him to bend a little bit, but he straightened out. And right away, the Chofetz Chaim went to the Beis Medrash, gave a clap on the bima, and he said that if the Sultan thinks he's going to prevent me from putting out my Mishnah Brura, he's making a big mistake. In other words, Chofetz Chaim did not take this as a simon that he should pull back from putting out his Mori D'Kasei for Lehepach. He looked at it as a Maisis Sotan, and he decreed Barabim that the Eitzahara, the Sotan, is not going to be Matzliach. Yidr Gisa, later on in life, the Achmas Yomov, he had already made plans to travel to Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael. They had already built him a house in Petach Tikva. They had already built public bathrooms there because they knew a lot of people were going to come there to see him. And at the very last moment, his Rebbetzin got sick. His Reistoy said, this is a simim and a shemayim, that they don't want me to go. And I should stand back from this. Now, how did the Chofetz Chaim know that one was a Maisa Sot and one was a simim and a shemayim? Because he had a clear eye, a clear point of vision where he was able to tell. But that's only someone that lives his life b'kedusha v'tahara al pi ha'Torah, and he lives his life without any personal negiyah, totally l'shem Hashem. And he looks at himself as a total shliach. He's able to tell what's a ma'aseh sotan and l'havdol a simim min ha'shamayim. But Bilam was totally negiyah. That's what it means by Bilam when it says he was shesuma oyen. His eye was closed off. He did not have the vision. Why did he not have the vision? Because everything went buser his own personal negiyah. So Mimeo, when he was sent to clear simim min ha'shamayim, clear Simon Min HaShemayim, that his Chamor was acting up and acting strange in a way that he never acted before. He was not able to see it, and he tried pushing Hashgacha away. I'd like to wish everybody a good summer, a guten, gesunden Sommer. This is the last shear of the season. Next week will be Shavuos Betamuz, Mitzvah Shavuos Betamuz. There won't be a shear, and then after that, Mirz Hashem, we're going away to Cleveland. Shotev Mitzvah. I'd like to wish everybody to have a guten, gesunden Sommer, and we should come back with new, fresh koiches, and maybe by then already we'll be able to be mishtaktiv together in person, you know, and learn the Chumash here together. A guten Shabbos, everybody.